Imagine standing at an ATM, heart pounding, hoping desperately that your card won't be declined as the queue grows behind you. This was Claire Seal's reality before her watershed moment, a desperate call to her bank where she admitted, there's just no money left. With $27,000 of debt and no way forward, she faced not just financial ruin, but a profound identity crisis. This pivotal conversation became what she calls the axis on which my entire life pivoted, launching her journey from financial chaos to control that would eventually help thousands through her Instagram account @myfrugalyear and her book, Real Life Money. Unlike traditional finance books that focus solely on budgeting techniques, Seal's approach acknowledges the complex psychological relationship we have with money. Nearly half of people with problem debt experience mental health issues, while almost a fifth of those with mental health conditions struggle with financial problems, creating a vicious cycle where money worries worsen mental health, which further impairs decision-making. This manifests physically through chest pains, blurry vision, racing thoughts, and insomnia. Shame plays a particularly destructive role in this cycle. Unlike guilt, I did something bad, shame makes us believe I am bad. This toxic emotion thrives in secrecy, compelling us to hide financial struggles even from those who could help. Breaking free starts with recognizing that most financial problems stem from a combination of personal choices and circumstances beyond our control, a perspective shift that allows us to approach challenges with compassion rather than judgment. No income can outpace toxic spending habits. Many believe higher salaries will solve financial problems, but without addressing underlying patterns, earning more simply leads to spending more. Credit spending separates the pleasure of buying from the pain of paying, making us more willing to purchase guilty pleasures we'd reject if using cash. This delayed financial impact creates an illusion of affordability that distorts judgment. Emotional spending creates a destructive cycle, feeling strong emotions, boredom, loneliness, anxiety, buying to relieve those feelings, realizing you've overspent, then experiencing anxiety, which triggers more spending. Breaking this cycle requires circuit breaker questions like, do I need this? And is this worth the hours I worked for it? Remember that an item's value isn't determined by its price tag. Unused purchases become worthless, while regularly used items deliver value exceeding their cost. The most satisfying purchases prove worthwhile through consistent use and enjoyment. Have you ever found yourself scrolling through Instagram, suddenly feeling that your life doesn't measure up? Social media has evolved into a sophisticated financial battlefield, targeting our vulnerabilities with precision. Our feeds display highlight reels of seemingly perfect lives that trigger inadequacy, compelling us to match lifestyles of people whose true financial circumstances remain unknown. Platform algorithms have mastered our psychological triggers, turning casual browsing into impulse purchases through features like Instagram's shopping tags or TikTok's shop integration. The wellness industry has commercialized self-care, suggesting well-being requires expensive products and experiences. Yet authentic self-care often costs nothing: proper sleep, hydration, mindful breathing, basic stretching, and using products we already own. Neglecting these fundamentals makes us vulnerable to marketing messages promoting costly solutions. Breaking free requires healthy boundaries, avoiding accounts that trigger inadequacy, unfollowing those prompting unnecessary spending, setting time limits, and remembering that social media presents filtered reality. Creating a personalized self-care inventory helps maintain genuine well-being without depleting financial resources. Most of us handle financial problems privately, avoiding the embarrassment of discussing money troubles. This silent struggle leads to stress, sleepless nights, and physical illness. Yet difficult conversations often reveal solutions. Opening up improves emotional well-being and uncovers practical options. A spouse might share unexpected savings, a friend could recommend a job opportunity, or family members might offer solutions from their experiences. Share based on your comfort level and relationships. Start with small disclosures to build trust, recognizing that not everyone will understand, as society still moralizes financial struggles. If met with disapproval, remember that your willingness to have these conversations shows commitment to change. Communication with financial institutions is equally important. Prepare by having account details ready, ensuring privacy for calls, and knowing what you want. Banks may offer goodwill gestures like interest freezes or fee refunds, though policies vary between providers. Debt is one symptom of an unhealthy money relationship, often the most stressful. Not all debt is equal. A small 0% interest balance is vastly different from multiple high-interest accounts. Society's moralization of debt as a character flaw worsens negative feelings. Shifting from "I'm in debt" to "I have debt" separates your situation from your self-worth, framing debt as a solvable problem rather than an identity. Three approaches to debt include the highest interest first, avalanche, method saves money but delays initial wins. The lowest balance first, snowball method, provides quick motivational wins but costs more in interest. The fixed payments method applies set above minimum payments to all debts, redistributing funds as debts disappear. Choose the approach that matches your psychology. Consistency matters more than the specific method. Visually tracking progress transforms the experience from fleeing something negative to advancing towards something positive. For those accustomed to financial instability or reverse saving, buying on credit, building savings can feel unfamiliar. Many struggle with making deposits they quickly withdraw or setting goals without concrete plans. Savings provide emergency protection and the satisfaction of purchasing with money you've actually accumulated. Beyond immediate security, savings build positive assets and buy freedom. The ability to take risks, change careers, work less, or retire early, liberating you from the paycheck-to-paycheck cycle. While conventional wisdom suggests paying off debt before saving, research shows 58% of people successfully do both simultaneously. This approach offers several benefits. Emergency funds prevent further debt, savings provide security against potential credit limit reductions, separate accounts help escape overdraft cycles, and saving creates something positive rather than just eliminating negatives. Having specific savings goals provides stronger motivation than watching money accumulate aimlessly. Calculate your desired purchase's total cost, determine your deadline, then divide by months remaining. Visual progress tracking maintains motivation during long savings journeys, particularly when the goal feels distant. Developing positive financial habits takes about 66 days and works best when replacing old habits rather than breaking them, like substituting impulse shopping with automatic savings transfers. Financial progress is rarely linear. Expect plateaus, setbacks, and occasional leaps forward. Focus on the overall upward trend rather than short-term fluctuations. Maintain momentum with quarterly reviews to assess progress and adjust goals. Track specific metrics like debt reduction or savings rates. When old habits resurface, view these as opportunities to reinforce new behaviors. Your financial journey is uniquely yours. While everyone begins with the same principles, your path will reflect your specific circumstances, psychology, and goals. By addressing both practical and emotional aspects of money management, you create not just financial stability, but genuine well-being, using money as a tool to build a life aligned with your definition of success.